Mostly Peaceful, Riots in Democrat-Run Cities in Solidarity with Portland. By Joel B. Polak on July 26, 2020. Riots took place in Democrat-run cities across the United States on Saturday as Black Lives Matter and Antifa activists took to the streets in solidarity with demonstrators in Portland who have confronted federal law enforcement nightly. Atlanta, Georgia. Destructive protests, vandals targeted a federal building, DHS DOJ, last night. Twitter chatter labeled the damage as an effort to stand in solidarity with the freedom fighters of Portland, where protesters have repeatedly clashed with agents guarding a federal courthouse. pic.twitter.com/7vinsley5q. Emily Akeda, at Emily Akeda Fox 5, July 26, 2020. Vandals attacked a federal building housing the local Office of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, in the early hours of Sunday morning. The vandalism was allegedly connected to expressions of solidarity with the Portland riots. Austin, Texas. A man was shot and killed during a confrontation between Black Lives Matter marchers who had blocked traffic and the driver of the vehicle that was obstructed by the procession. The chaos and panic that resulted was caught on video, above. Denver, Colorado. Rioters attacked a local courthouse and a driver drove through a crowd in Aurora, injuring several people. One demonstrator fired a weapon at the driver, according to police, and hit another demonstrator. The rioters set several fires. Los Angeles, California. Demonstrators smashed plate glass windows at federal buildings and blocked traffic in downtown Los Angeles. One day after Mayor Eric Garcetti had reiterated his solidarity with the demonstrations in Portland, despite ongoing violence there. New York, New York. Thousands marched to New York City in solidarity with the Portland demonstrators. There were violent clashes with police, see above, as demonstrators attacked NYPD vehicles and scuffled with police officers in the streets. Oakland, California. Demonstrations turned violent as rioters attacked police, smashed windows at federal buildings and a bank, and fired fireworks at law enforcement. Marchers held signs such as End Fascist USA and Abolish the Police. Portland, Oregon. Violent demonstrations continued at the Marco Hatfield U.S. courthouse as rioters set fires and provoked clashes with federal law enforcement, who fired tear gas and left the courthouse itself in pursuit of rioters to disperse the crowd. Seattle, Washington. Police arrested 45 rioters on Saturday in the Capitol Hill neighborhood near the site of the former Top Autonomous Zones. Rioters threw explosives at law enforcement. Several businesses and public buildings were also vandalized. There were protests in several other cities, including Omaha, Nebraska, Richmond, Virginia, and elsewhere. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.